Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Attention, internet savvy metal fans. This is Talking Metal. Episode 397, to those keeping score. Now, here's your hosts, Mark and Jeff.
Hey, it's John Astronomy, back on Talking Metal, hanging out here with Bud Friendly and Mr. Mark Striegel. Mark, I am so glad to be back. It's such a fun thing to do these Talking Metal episodes. How are you, Mark?
I'm great. Happy to be back with you and Bud Friendly here on Talking Metal. A big concert happening right across the street at Madison Square Garden. We are in the Tempest Bar on 8th Avenue and 33rd Street. And Justin Beamer, is it Beamer or Beaver?
I believe it's Beaver.
Beaver?
I believe his name is Bustin Beaver.
Beaver or Bieber?
It's actually Bieber, but I like Beaver better. It sounds good.
Anyways, sold-out concert going on across the street right now. And very empty bar here at Tempest. I'm surprised there aren't more people in here, actually.
Yeah, usually if it's a rock concert, Tempest Bar is all happening. If it's a sports game, Tempest Bar is happening. But I guess the Justin Bieber crew don't hang out at the Tempest Bar.
I guess not. Yeah, we got a lot of news, a lot of stuff to get to. John, what have you been up to since we heard from you last? There's been a hurricane. There's been Thanksgiving. What happened to you in Jersey City, by the way, which was a flood zone, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Luckily, my place was spared, but within a couple of blocks from me, people got completely devastated. Their entire basement and first floors got flooded. And these aren't like basements like in houses, like most of you guys probably live in. These are like city buildings, brownstones, if you will, and it was pretty crazy. I had lost power for a while, but what was weird for me is that I wasn't there initially. I was at the Chiller Theater Convention in Parsippany, New Jersey, with Ace, and I totally didn't, expect that this was going to be as bad as it was. I mean, it was devastating. It was terrible, but Ace did, and thankfully, he had all these candles. We sent some people out to buy candles and flashlights and everything. And then he wound up flying out on Sunday night back to the West Coast. He was lucky. But then I got stranded at the hotel for two more days with no power at the hotel. So you had to take showers by candlelight. The only power was down in the bar, and there was limited power. So at the end, there were maybe like 10, 15 people there. It was Samantha Fox. You remember her from the 80s?
Yeah.
Samantha Fox, her couple of friends, Taryn Manning, who is like was in 8 Mile and a couple of other movies. She's now the sister to McGarrett on the new Hawaii Five-O. She was there with, looked like her boyfriend or something. And a couple of older female stars. Like one of them had, I believe, written the theme song to Rocky. Chris, the bodyguard, and me and my girlfriend and a couple of other people. And it was like The Shining. People were just going nuts towards the end. And Chris wound up being there till Friday with no power. And so did Samantha Fox. It was just such a crazy thing. At one point, I'm talking to Ace, and I look over, and I see Chris, like, carrying Samantha Fox like a baby, like through the lobby of the hotel. People were down there in their robes. It was just like a, you know, insanity.
What does Samantha Fox look like? She is. She had "I Want to Touch Your Body" or something. "Touch Me." "Touch Me" was the name of her song, I believe. Right.
I believe the song went, "Touch me, touch me. I want to feel your body. Touch me, touch me."
Right. And she was pretty hot back in the day. She dated Lemmy, I think, for a while, if I'm correct. What does she look like nowadays? Be honest, please.
Honestly, she...
John doesn't say a bad word about anybody, so let's see what he says.
No, I'm going to say, honestly, she looked hot. She looked hot.
Well, she was very young back in those days, so she really probably is in her mid-40s, late 40s.
Right, right, which I initially didn't realize how young she was. She's like our age now, so she's definitely...
Okay. Early 40s.
Yeah, she still looks pretty hot. Maybe she's actually younger than us, but probably like early to mid-40s, and I actually thought she looked really good.
Cool. And on a more serious note, we're going to get into some music here, but on a more serious note, one of the Talking Metal crew, one of the Talking Metal listeners, a big Kiss fan, big Scorpions fan, Gary Fambro. I'm not sure if I'm saying your name correctly, Gary, but I know you've been battling some illness and sickness, and we're all rooting for you. We are happy to hear that you're back home from the hospital and wish you a speedy recovery from here on out. And that's Gary.
Yeah, Gary, we thank you for everything that you've done for Talking Metal by supporting us, and we just wish you the best of luck, and please keep in touch with us. Thanks.
Yeah, and Gary, reading all your Facebook updates, so again, yeah, keep in touch with us and let us know how you're doing. Let's get into a little music right now. How about a little Kiss for Gary? He's a big Kiss fan. Let's pull one out. John, why don't you pick a Kiss song for him?
You know, I'm going to pick a new one. How about "Hell or Hallelujah"?
Perfect.
tell you how it feels.
That was Hell or Hallelujah by Kiss from the new album Monster. Mark, what do you think of the new Kiss record?
I like it. You know, I saw Kiss recently down in at PNC with Motley Crue, and they were great. And that was the only new song they played. I was surprised. I guess it was slightly before the album came out, actually. But great show. I will say, you know, Gene, we were fourth row, and I will say Gene, his plastic surgery, I feel like maybe he's gone a little too far with it. How do you guys feel about that?
You know what? I haven't seen a lot of pictures of him without makeup, but what I'm surprised...
Even with the makeup, though, yeah, you can see it.
That's what I'm surprised at, because I haven't seen Gene up close, you know, for many years. Now, what was it like with the makeup? Did the makeup even look different, or just his whole face look different?
We were fourth row, and I swear, you could see scars, like, behind his ear. Wow. Like, with the lift, I'm actually not making this up, and I know I probably shouldn't be saying this, but you could actually see it, and just a little too much, I think.
I believe he should get quite a bit more. His nose is big, his ass is giant, and I think maybe get a little something under the eyes. But I mean, Gene, keep it up. You look great. Oh, can we talk? I'm Joan Rivers.
I thought maybe you were CC Banana, reincarnated for a minute, but
No.
Wow. CC Banana, yeah. Wow, that just brought everything to a halt.
Yeah, poor CC. Speaking of CC, though, I did hang out with Dave Stryker, who was one of CC's best friends. And Dave Stryker, you listeners may not know, but he did a few Official Ace videos. You know, home video, like, you know, like tapes that Ace would sell at shows and stuff. And then he's done a lot of work with Twisted Sister. But, yeah, it was good to talk to him, because I know he was really, really upset, you know, because CC Banana was one of his best friends. And you ran into him at CC Banana's
funeral wake. Yeah, I guess it was a memorial, yeah. And that was, that really was a emotional day for me. I mean, just to see a guy that I knew, AJ is his real name, just kind of out there, you know, there was an open casket, and they had his sunglasses propped up on his head like he always wore them. So it was a crazy time. I wasn't there that long, just stopped in quickly and didn't really know many people there. I you know, said hi to Dave and to CeCe's girlfriend, and that was about it. So anyways, Mike Maleda has a cool talking metal collage that he made on, I guess, his computer, and he posted it on our Facebook page. It looks really cool. Mike, thanks for making that. He has us in there and all the talking metal. Actually, I don't know if we're in there, but he has all the talking metal guys, Rob Dukes and Nikki Six and, you know, Ace, and all the cool guys are all in the collage, all our favorite guests, and he did a great job on that. So go to our Talking Metal Facebook page and check that out, and give us a like while you're there.
Cool. Hey, thanks so much for doing that. It's so cool. Thank you again. And, Mark, I wanted to ask you a question about a musician that I ran into that I had heard of but never realized what his history was. A guy named Al Romano, and he used to be in a band called Sun Red Sun, which was a band that Ray Gillen was in. And this guy's a great guitarist, and he happens to own this really special Les Paul that Ace was once pictured with back in the day. And there's a lot of story. It's like a 59 Les Paul with like a great flame top. But anyway, have you ever heard of Sun Red Sun or Al Romano?
I've heard of them. I don't know much about them. I can't tell you much about them. I feel like they're in the... Is it a New Jersey-based thing? Because I feel like Dan Lorenzo actually has mentioned them and may know him, which would make sense. So, yeah, Ray Gillen, great singer, Badlands, and was in Sabbath briefly. And
yeah, and you know, I forgot, Mike Starr was the bassist. So it's so sad. Two of the three guys in the band have passed away. And there might have been some other supporting musicians in there. But for all of you guys, just go to YouTube and search Al Romano, A-L, and then R-O-M-A-N-O. This guy's a great, great guitarist. And he's like a super, super nice guy. He brought Ace a free Marshall amp, like this really nice white Marshall combo. Sounds great. And Al was just such a cool guy, and we definitely ought to get him on Talking Metal because he'd be, I'm sure he has a lot of great stories. He also, I believe, played guitar with Joey Belladonna.
Oh, cool, cool. I just want to make sure this is taping, so it's, I can't see anything. Check. Yeah, it's still going. Cool. Guys, please support Talking Metal by going to our Facebook page. If you just Google, or not Google, but if you go into Facebook and search Talking Metal, it'll come up. John's on Facebook, I'm on Facebook, and now that the forums have closed down, we've had a lot of good discussion going on Facebook. So give us a like. That's a great way to support Talking Metal. Another way is our PayPal donations. John, a friend of yours made a massive donation, our biggest donation yet.
Yeah, Linda was so cool, and I got to meet her at Chiller and thank her for the donation. She gave us a huge, huge donation, and basically, she purchased an Ace Frehley Budokan model guitar, and later on the price changed, and she felt that she should pass the savings on to Talking Metal, and that's what she did. So thank you so much, Linda. We really, really appreciate it. It was so great to meet you at Chiller, and I hope we get to hang out again soon.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much, Linda. We appreciate that. Let's get into some more music right now. On Talking Metal, our good friend Sean Baker, who does a lot of our theme music and whatnot, he is working on some new music, and he sent us over one of the tracks. This actually has vocals on it. Sean tells me, for now, they are calling this band Throat Punch Incorporated. And this song right here is Everyone Needs to See. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talking Metal, and that was Throat Punch Incorporated. Now here's John.
Thank you, Bud Friendly. Back at the Tempest Bar, we've got Whitesnake on the jukebox. We just heard a little from Sean Baker. I was on Facebook today, and I'm not always on lately, but I was on it. And I think it was Sean Baker's page. It had all these postings of these, some site that has just pictures of, like, you know, hot metal-looking chicks. So, well, and why don't all you guys go to Sean Baker's page, if it's the same Sean Baker, and if you want to see a picture of a bunch of pinups, go do it, because it's pretty good. What do you think about that, Bud Friendly? Do you like hot metal chicks?
I've pinned a few up myself, if you know what I mean.
Yes, that is Sean Baker's page, by the way. Yeah, definitely. Cool. Let's keep the music rocking here on Talking Metal. Right now, this is Too Far Gone by Richie Scarlett.
New York Dolls at Sweet 16. Still living a life inside a rock and roll dream. Leopard skin holds her so tight. She surrounds herself in black, but her skin's pale white. Whoa, she's gone. She's too far gone. She's gone. Sex Pistols at age 21. Black leather straights having so much fun. Hair like a rainbow shooting colors through the night. She don't melt like a wicked witch when she feels the sunlight. Oh, she's gone. She's too far gone. She's gone. Maker in 94. Sweet baby doll class of 1984. Now she belongs to the lost generation. Ain't no way back for you, baby. Ain't no way. Ain't no way back for you, baby. Ain't no way. Ain't no way back for you, baby. Ain't no way. Ain't no way back for you, baby. Ain't no way. Cause you're too far gone. 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 Too gone.
And if you're in the Tempest Bar, John Astronomy has a tab open.
That was Richie Scarlett with Ace helping him out in guitar. That song comes off of the Insanity of Life CD from 2002. Richie Scarlett, who John and I once jammed with. There's some good YouTube footage of us jamming with Richie. Let's talk about Richie, John. Where is Richie nowadays? Does Ace ever see him? What's up with Richie?
Richie put out a new record, and he was also at Chiller Theater, and he performed. He's great. This guy is just awesome. I mean, he doesn't even have to think about playing the guitar. It just, like, flows out of him. Like, you just got to see it to believe it. Like, when I'm up there on stage, I'm, like, looking at the neck, and I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to play. Richie just, like, blows it out, and he's just freaking amazing. So It was great. Richie came down and had a chance to hang out with Ace. And then what's great is John Regan, the bass player, original bassist from Fraley's Comet, also came down and hung out with Ace. And it was real great to see all of those guys. There's a lot of people on.
Now, were Richie and John ever with Ace at the same time?
Yeah, twice. Richie was and John were in the very first version of Fraley's Comet. Then Todd.
That's right. And I had a bootleg of them playing Lemours or something, right?
Yeah, and then Todd Howarth became the guitarist. And then when Todd left, Richie came back in for the Trouble Walkin' record and tour. So
was John Regan still with them at that time?
Yeah, John. That was John's last tour. And then John left, and then Richie continued on with Ace with Ace. And then Richie continued on with Ace with the Ace Frehley band. So it was really cool to see both of those guys. Unfortunately, Ace, John, and Richie weren't together at the very same time. But that, you know, everybody's busy at those chiller conventions with their own booths and such. So, but it was great to actually get a chance to hang out with both of those guys. And Richie actually jammed with Ace at the New York show this past summer. And another cool thing that happened Frehley's Comet-wise was that Todd Howarth came down to the No Regrets book signing last November in the San Diego area. It was a little north of San Diego, a little south of L.A., and it was great to run into Todd Howarth, who, I have to say, looked almost exactly the same, to me exactly the same as what he used to look like. Still very rock and roll, still, like, such a cool guy. And, you know, I like the whole Frehley's Comet family. You know, everybody who's always been in the band, to me, has been really, really cool.
It sounds like they're still pretty good terms with everybody, which is nice. They're still on pretty good terms with everybody,
yeah.
Cool. Let's get to a little metal news, a little hard rock news. Nick Oliveri, our good friend, former Queens of the Stone Age, is singing, doing some vocals on the new Queens of the Stone Age album, which will also bring Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters Nirvana fame back into the fold. So that's pretty exciting. Nick has also rejoined Caius Lives. Bud Friendly and I actually caught Caius Lives out in Montclair, New Jersey, on their last tour. I saw him twice on that tour, believe it or not. Speaking of Montclair, New Jersey, I was recently out there for the Jason Bonham Led Zeppelin Experience concert and had a chance to talk with Jason before the show. He signed a drum head for me. I got some pictures on my Facebook page. And spoke with him. It was funny. A lot of people were coming up to him at the meet and greet and asking him about Led Zeppelin, about his dad. I knew that, and he kind of, yeah, nice to meet you. But I specifically asked him about Glenn Hughes and Black Country Communion, and he just lit up, and he was talking about it. They have a new record out. He said he the second song on the record, which slips my mind right now, he said he wrote that exclusively and had a little help from the other guys on lyrics, but he wrote all the music. He's very proud of it. He thinks Derek did great on the record. Glenn did great on the record. Joe did great on the record. He's a little bummed, he told me, that it doesn't seem like Joe wants to tour for this third record that Black Country Communion has put out. And he said, you know, he said to me, if Joe doesn't want to do it, let's just get somebody else and do it. He said, I want a tour for this record, and it means a lot to me. So I thought that was kind of cool. I thought it at first was exclusive inside info, and I later saw that he had said something on Blabbermouth, had a link to it earlier. But I felt the thing he said on Blabbermouth was a little more friendly towards Joe, whereas he actually sounded a little ticked when he was telling me that Joe wasn't kind of into doing a tour to support the record.
Wow. Huh. I mean, all those guys are great musicians, and I guess maybe Joe has solo stuff planned or something like that, or who knows. But, I mean, because those guys are all legendary guys, and I'm sure Joe is equally a fan of, you know, everybody in the band as, you know, we all are. And Joe Bonamassa is just awesome. Have you seen the DVD from Royal Albert Hall?
No.
Really, really cool. Joe just seems like a really, really nice guy. And, you know, I'd love to. We ought to call up, you know, Glenn Hughes and get him back on and, you know, have all those guys on. But
which, speaking of, we should announce that we're planning to hopefully return to doing interviews. There's been a lot of complaining that we don't do the interviews anymore. And we will be doing interviews. Our first interview will be Bud Friendly. No, just kidding. Bud, how are you?
No comment.
Very good. And anyways, the Jason Bonham show was excellent out at Montclair. It was a tribute to his dad. Screens come down, and his dad actually plays drums with him. They do Moby Dick together. It's quite amazing. It's a fun thing. Jason, of course, is on the brand new Led Zeppelin DVD, CD, Blu-ray that just came out recently, which is called Celebration Day, which is basically the 2007 kind of Led Zeppelin reunion concert that happened at the O2 Arena in London, England, back in, again, in 2007, like I said. So filling in for his dad on that one. So to hear Jason play these songs with his band, they sound more like Led Zeppelin than Led Zeppelin does.
Wow. You know what was funny is that when we, way, way back in the day for Talking Metal, interviewed the guys from the VH1 Supergroup show, somehow we didn't get a chance to interview Jason. I think it was just like a scheduling issue because we had everybody else on. Like we had Ted Nugent on, and I believe we had
Scott. I think we had everyone on except him, yeah. I don't know what the deal was. I don't know. But I actually have a connection. You know, Rob Bailey is actually a good friend of ours, is friends with Jason's band that he does this Zeppelin tribute with. So we may have an in with Jason, and if we can figure out a way to record phone calls properly, now that Bionic has gone under, we will hook up with him and interview him. That would be amazing. I called into another metal podcast, hard rock podcast. They invited me to come on. I called in and spoke with the guys on Maximum Threshold, which is out of Ohio. And they do a Saturday night show out of Ohio, and it's a live show, and they also podcast it, too. But if you haven't heard Maximum Threshold, check it out on Saturday nights. It's a good listen.
Very, very cool. We ought to have those guys on Talking Metal sometime, too. And I have another little story. It's very similar. I got to meet Red and Jerry from that podcast, Red and Jerry's Rock and Metal Revival. And they are friends with Anthony Esposito and very cool guys. And we were just texting back and forth about stuff, and I had said that they ought to come on Talking Metal at some point. So maybe we'll get everybody together.
Excellent. Cool. Let's get into some more music here.
This is Heaven on Earth by Reverend.
Thank you.
What you just heard was Heaven on Earth by Reverend from 1991, featuring David Wayne, also known for his work with Metal Church. Remember those early Metal Church records? That's David singing, and this is his other band, I guess, post-Metal Church. David passed away 7 years ago, but what a voice on that guy.
Man, Beyond the Black, I mean, that was one of my favorite songs. I have something to say. I, in my time, was listed as, quote, what we would classify as discovering Metal Church. The only band I ever discovered, all of my friends had within our town discovered Slayer and Metallica and Anthrax and all these other bands, but the only record that I ever got first was Metal Church.
Cool. It's Metal Church, discovered by James Hetfield and John Astronomy.
Yeah.
Because I think James Hetfield was actually the one who got him signed to Elektra.
I was just the first guy to bring them to Winbur, PA.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even physically bring the band there. I brought the record, the actual album, to Winbur, PA, and played it in Winbur, PA. That's my extent of, quote, discovering the band.
I got you. Cool. Hey, we don't play a lot of extreme metal on the podcast, but right now let's get into a little sound sample of Suicide Silence. This is You Only Live Once.
Push your care, push your burdens aside. Erase everything inside and leave just one thing on your mind. You won't have one, so just go fucking go.
Rest in peace, Mitch Lucker from Suicide Silence, who was once scheduled to call in to Talking Metal, one of our live shows, and he never called in. There was a confusion with the time, and I can promise you he will never, ever call in to Talking Metal at this point. But very sad to lose a young guy like that in his 20s, driving his motorcycle drunk and dead. So sad stuff.
Yeah, I, you know, our sympathies go out to his family and his friends, and, you know, really sorry for that whole incident. And, you know, guys, just don't drink and drive. Motorcycles, cars, anything. Just don't do it.
I believe he had kids, too, or at least a kid. Too bad. Anyways, let's get into As I Lay Dying right now. This is The Sound of Truth.
We'll be right back.
Was As I Lay Dying, The Sound of Truth. I know I made a snide comment about that band on a past podcast, and a few people complained. It was dumb. I don't want to sound like an old guy, because I remember when I was a kid, and, you know, there'd be people who'd be like, yeah, Zeppelin and Hendrix, they're great. And I'd be like, yeah. And then and they'd be like, but that band, Iron Maiden, sucks, you know. And I always felt like, hey, they just don't get it. They're too old. And for me to say a snide comment about what appears to be a really great band, As I Lay Dying, I thought was stupid, and I wish I wouldn't have said it.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes I feel that way as well about, you know, I need to make sure that I'm not turning into the same people that used to go, you know, Kiss, those are devil-worshipping jerks. You got to listen to the oldies, you know. And I don't want to turn into that. So, Mark, you actually are the guy that keeps me updated with new cool bands. So thank you for that.
Cool. Yeah, you bet. You bet. Let's close it out right now, and we'll come back and do another one while we're rolling. We'll just tape two right now. This is Furious by Militia. These guys are out of Texas. Check it out on Talking Metal, and catch us next time.